Hello again, everyone, on Blind Cool Tech. This is Chris Judd here, solo this time. This time I'm going to be reviewing a game by Jim Kitchen. It's called Baseball. Now, I want to point this out to everybody. I'm not going to be reviewing games all the time. I know these past couple of times I've been reviewing games, and a long time ago I reviewed a gadget known as the Language Master Special Edition. But I'm also going to dive into website reviews. I'm going to be going to different websites and taking you around to see how they are laid out and how those of us who use access technology, we can benefit from them. Let me point out one thing before we begin. Actually, there's a couple things. First, my contact information. If you'd like to correspond with me, you can send me a message. My email address is Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, Chas, C-H-A-S, as in Sam, 0713 at Charter, C-H-A-R-T, as in Tom, E-R, dot net. And I'll be glad to correspond with any of you about technology, or you can just drop by and say hi. It doesn't matter. Also, you can, if you'd like to correspond with my other half, Chastity, you can write to that address as well, and I will pass the message on to her. Okay. The second thing is, before I started recording this, I did some testing. And maybe those of you out there who do this on a regular basis, maybe you can help me out. I'm trying to record where the sound of what comes over my sound card goes over. You can hear it real clearly, like through the microphone. You can hear it real clear. I do not have a what you hear option in my list of on the volume controls. I don't, or the record controls, I should say. I do not have a what you hear option. The sound card I'm using is a Sound Blaster Live Wave Value card. And when I press the Wave button, when I unmute that, that is similar to the what you hear, which you would push. But what I'm trying to get is, I don't understand how, when that is pressed, how people can still talk using their microphone and have it muted and have the wave or what you hear come over the sound card at the same time. I've tried to go back into playback and I tried to unmute the microphone there, and then, but I still can't hear it when I use SoundForge to when I did the testing, I still couldn't hear it. So when I'm doing this review, until I find out, until I get this resolved, you're going to hear the games and whatnot through my regular computer speakers, and I do apologize for the audio quality of that if you can't understand it. But maybe some of you can email me with some suggestions, or if you have any, like Instant Messenger, AOL, MSN, whatever, maybe we can communicate that way or something, and I can let you know what kind of problems I'm having. Okay, let's get started. First, let me remind you that we're using a Sappy 5 speech engine. I am on a Windows XP machine. I have JAWS 7.0. And I will shut JAWS down now because there's no reason to have JAWS up and running when we're using this. This game is completely run by the Sappy 5 engine, and if you go to kitchensinc.net, I believe it is. Yes, it's kitchensinc.net. And you do not have the Sappy 5, you can download it from the site. He will direct you to another website which has that on there, and you can download it and install it. But I believe with Jaws 7, Sappy 5 automatically comes with it, but I don't quote me on that. I am not sure of that. But okay, I will now... Let me check the...
Easy cursor.
Okay, I'm just checking the volume here. There we go. Okay, I'm now going to shut down Jaws. And SoundForge is up. But what I'm going to do is go to the desktop.
Windows 10, desktop, folder view list new, 53 of 50.
And I'm now going to shut down Jaws with an insert F4. And once Jaws is talking, I will press enter. And I apologize for the speech being real high, but like I said, it really doesn't make any difference because we're using a different speech engine here. And we don't need to have Jaws on at all. Now, once I dive into the websites, then I will slow Jaws down. And if you guys have any recommendations as far as if you are doing reviews and you need to have the speech slowed down for Jaws, what do you guys recommend as far as the percentage goes? I mean, I'm sure everybody's review is going to be different, but I'm just trying to get a figure so when I do my reviews, everyone will be able to understand it. There won't be any problems. All right, let me slow this, or not slow this down, let me turn this off by hitting Insert F4.
Unloading Jaws, quit Jaws dialog. Are you sure you want to quit Jaws? Press Enter to quit now or escape the cancel OK button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm going to press Enter because it just asked me, did I want to quit? And I'll say yes, I'll just press Enter.
Enter, Sonic Cloud resound.
And Jaws just shut down. Okay, now to go to the Kitchens Inc. menu, I have set up a hotkey because I like to play these games a lot. He creates these games well, and I play them on a regular basis. So, but if you do not have a hotkey set up for this, maybe, I think somebody here on Blind Cool Tech a long time ago showed you how to set up hotkeys for different things, but if not, maybe I can show that in another, maybe I'll make a short podcast down the road on how to do that. Okay, I will now go to the games, the menu, by hitting, if you have a shortcuts key, you can just press your shortcut key to get to the Kitchen Sink menu, but if you don't, all you need to do is press your Start Menu key, P for Programs, and hit the letter K until you hear a Kitchen Sink submenu. You press Enter, and then Kitchen Sink is the very first, I believe it's the very first thing that comes up. So, without further ado, let's hit Control-Alt-G.
Welcome to Kitchen Sink Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the...
Okay, I hit the Shift key to silence it. Now, I did not know you could do that here with Sappy 5, but that was just a little experiment you just heard me try right there. I didn't want to... have you have to listen to that whole thing again. Because of the control key in Kitchen Sink, it will adjust the speech rate. Alright, now let's hit the down arrow.
Baseball.
And there's baseball. Now before I press enter, I'm going to remind you a song will come up. I'm going to turn the volume down a little bit. Because the time of this recording, it's a little early, and I don't want to disturb anybody, so I'm going to turn down the volume a little, so when the song comes up, it won't come out very loud. So let me just press enter.
Championship Baseball, version 2, by Jim Kitchen.
Okay, now the song is playing, and it's Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And you can skip this, I think, by pressing a key. I am not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure you can. Okay, here it comes. Here comes the speech.
Press the function keys to repeat game information, etc. Press the control key at any time to adjust the rate of the speech. Do you want to use this voice? Press Y or N.
Okay, now you can use that particular voice, which is Microsoft Mary. Now, during this game, this is really neat. You can hear the crowd in the background and things like that. Now, I would recommend you using headphones for this game, because this is why I say this. Now, I'm not using headphones. I've gotten so used to playing this game without headphones, but a lot of people use headphones. Here's why I say use headphones. When the ball is thrown, it goes from left to right, and when it gets towards the right speaker or the right channel, you need to hit the space bar to swing, and I'll show you what that means in a minute. But I think what we'll do for this game, I think we'll go to the next voice, because that's the voice I like. So we'll just hit an N for no.
Do you want to use this voice? Press Y or N.
And I'll say yes, because that's the voice we want. So I'll say yes.
Would you like to get in some batting practice? Press Y or N.
Would I like to get in some batting practice? Sure, why not? You know, I haven't, it's been a while since I've actually started this game from scratch. And let me tell you why I did this. I uninstalled this game before I recorded this, and I reinstalled it because I thought, well, if someone's getting this for the very first time and they play one of my reviews and it starts out completely different, they're going to wonder, well, gee, why didn't he start this thing from scratch? So I thought, well, you know, I'll just assume that someone just downloaded this for the first time like everybody else does. I mean, that's how I would have done it. So, yes, I'd like to get him some batting practice. Why not? So we will hit Y for yes.
Press any key to swing the bat when the pitch is about 85% from left to right. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box or E to exit.
Okay, so when it's about 85% from left to right, I need to hit the space bar to swing. So I'm going to give it a try here. I don't know how good I'll be. I'm kind of rusty at this, so we'll see how good I can be here. Hang on.
Here's the windup and the pitch. A swing and a miss. You swung slowly. Press any key to swing the bat when the pitch is about 85% from left to right. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box or E to exit.
Well, okay, I swung a little too early that time. Okay, well, let's try this again.
Here's the windup and the pitch. A swing and a miss. You swung too late.
When I swung too late. Okay. We'll try one more time, and if I miss this time, then what we'll do is we'll play a game, because I don't want to take up too much of your time here with doing the batting practice. And during the game, I'll tell you about some of the hotkeys that this game offers.
Here's the windup and the pitch. You swung just a bit too late. Press the space bar to
okay, let's try again. It was a foul ball that time. I hit it, so let's try it again.
Here's the windup and the pitch. You swung just a bit too late.
Okay, alright, well, okay, let's exit. Let's exit this game. And no, I don't want to get in some batting practice because I think I'm done and I think I'm ready to play. So we'll hit the end key. Or I'm sorry, end for no.
What would you like the name of your team to be?
What would you like the name of your team to be? You can name it anything you want. And for mine, I'll pick... let's see. I'll pick. How about the Cardinals? How about that? We'll just pick the Cardinals. Why not? So we'll say.
C-A-R-R-S.
Okay, and we'll press enter after typing that in.
Is Cardinals correct for the name of your team? Press Y or N.
Yes, Cardinals is correct for the name of my team, so we'll just press Y.
Is Cardinals correct for the name of your team?
Oops, hit the wrong key. Here we go.
Your team needs a manager. What is your name?
My team needs a manager. What is my name? Well, you know, you guys should know my name by now, so we'll just punch in my name.
Yes. Is this correct for your name? Press Y.
Yes, Chris is correct for my name. I don't know why it's asking me that, but okay. We'll hit Y for yes.
What would you like the name of my team to be?
What would I like the name of the team to be, of the computer's team? How about we have the old good rivalry, Cardinals and Cubs? Let's try that. So we'll type in the Cubs.
Yes. Is Cubs correct for the name of my team?
Yes.
Press, let's flip a coin. The winner is the home team. Please press H for heads or G for tails.
Now I thought this was going to be in football, but I guess now we're doing the old flip a coin. Heads or tails, winner gets the home team. Normally it's heads, so I'll press heads.
The coin comes up. Tails. I am the home team.
Oh, shoot.
This is game one of the best of seven. The Cardinals versus the Cubs. The umpires for today's game are: at first base, Richard Turner. Second base, Joshua Griffith. Third base, Jim Sandinich. And at home plate is our first ever lady umpire, Kathy Bonanno. We are in the top of the first inning. The Cardinals are up to bat. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box. S to steal or B to bunt.
Okay, now during this game, during the at bat, there are plenty of things you can do while you're batting. You can press the space bar, of course, to swing, or you can, when the pitch comes, you can do nothing and hope a ball comes or a strike, or unfortunately a strike may happen. Or if you are on base and you want to try and steal a base, you can press S to steal. Or if you want to say, well, you know, I'll bunt it, hit B to bunt. So let's give this a try for the first time. I'll hit the space bar to step into the batter's box, and we'll see how I do on my very first at bat.
Here's the pitch. It's a long, hard, yet line drive, but it's burning into the stands. Press the space bar.
Okay, now I'm 0-1. Oh, no balls, one strike. Darn. Okay, let's try again.
Here's the wind up and the pitch. A swing and a miss. Press the space bar.
0-2. Okay, well, one more time.
Here's the wind up and the pitch. The ball is hit straight back to the pitcher, and he scoops it up and throws to first.
You're out.
There's one out. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box.
Okay.
S to steal or B to clear.
Here we go. Batter two.
A swing and a miss. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Press the
oh man, that Cubs pitcher must be good.
Box. Here's the wind up and the pitch.
Ow.
That foul tip caught the catcher on his bare hand. That must have hurt. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box. S2 steal. Here's the wind up and the pitch. It's a line drive into the Cubs dugout. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box. Here's the wind up and the pitch. There's Jones. A swing and a miss. Press the space bar to step into the mat. Here's the pitch. It's a long, hard, yet line drive, but it's burning into the stands. Press the space bar to step into the batter's box.
Okay, well, here we go again.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Here's the wind up and the pitch. There's three outs. A swing and a miss.
And now we will go to the bottom of the first.
We will be back after this.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
We are in the bottom of the first inning. The Cubs are up to bat. The count is 0 balls, 0 strikes. There's 0 outs. The bases are empty. The score is Cardinals 0.
Now, with this, you have choices.
1 equals fastball. 2 equals curve. 3 equals slider. 4 equals sinker. 5 equals change up, 6 equals knuckleball, 7 equals screwball, 8 equals pickoff throw, 9 equals change pitcher. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
So I have 7 choices. And if I don't remember all the choices, I can just push a button, 1 to 7, and that will determine the pitch. I believe number 1 is the fastball, and I have played this game before. I've had good luck with that, so we'll press the fastball.
Here's the windup, and the pitch. It's hit down the left foul line. The ball is bouncing around in the corner. The left fielder comes up with the ball, and here's the throw to third.
Well, so much for good luck, bad luck, I should, or good luck or bad luck. Oh, well. Okay, well, let's see. Ooh, he's on third, it said. Well, I guess we'll try number 3.
The pitcher checks on the runner, and then here's the windup, and the pitch. There's a foul tip off of the catcher's shin guard. What will your pitcher throw, Chris? The pitcher checks on the
fastball.
And then here's the windup, and the pitch. It's a sharply hit line drive into the gap in left field for a double. One run scored. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
Well, it's one zip. Okay, how about number 2?
The pitcher checks on the runner, and then here's the pitch. It's a long, hard hit line drive, but it's burning into the stands. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be gutsy on this one. I think I will do... I will perform a pickoff throw.
Checks on the runner, and then
I'll pick him off.
Here is a throw to second base. The runner dives back.
You're safe.
Now... Okay, here's what I don't get. This is what I'm not sure of this game. I wish he would have been, Jim Kitchen would have been a little bit more clear in this. You have people cheering and people booing when they dive back. I guess like in the regular game of baseball, you have fans booing for your player that I guess they didn't like it when they dove back or something. I don't know, but that part's very confusing. But anyway, let's do the fastball again. Hopefully I'll get a strike on this one, because usually that's what happens.
Here's the windup and the pitch. A fastball high and inside but over. Here is the throw to third.
Now, I did not do that. The computer did that.
What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
The computer did the throw, I didn't, so I don't know what happened there, but let's try number 5.
The pitcher checks on the runner, and then here's the windup, and the pitch.
Now that makes sense.
There's one out, a changeup foul and a layup over. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
That makes sense. You get an out, home team boos, or home fans boo. That makes sense. Okay, now I'm starting to get it. All right. I guess with the pickoff throw, I finally got it. Okay, now I understand. All right, let's try number 3.
Here's the windup and the pitch. It's hit hard, long, and high. It's going, but burning into the stands. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
Let's try a pickoff throw.
The pitcher checks on the runner, and then here is a throw to third base. The runner scampers back safely. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
How about a fastball?
The pitcher checks on the runner, and then here's the pitch. A fastball missed high and outside.
I like these added sound effects.
not me in your picture, throw this.
Number... Let's do a change up again.
Here's the wind up and the pitch. A change up missed high and tight. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
Okay. Let's try number...
Here's the wind up.
Two.
And the pitch. A curve ball must have just caught the outside corner. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
Let's throw another curve.
Here's the wind up. And the pitch. The ball is hit straight back to the pitcher and he sweeps it up and throws to first.
You're out.
There's two outs. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
Well, fastball again.
Here's the pitch.
Ball? What?
A fastball just missed low and tight. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
Okay, well, fastball. Well, let's try number... I wish I knew what all these were again. I know there's a hot key in this, but let's see. Let's try number three.
The pitcher checks on the runner, and then here's the pitch.
What?
A slider low and tight, but over. What will your pitcher throw, Chris?
We'll try a changeup.
Here's the windup and the pitch. It's a long, hard yet line drive, but it's swerving and the right fielder catches it just inside the line. There's three outs. One man was left on base. We will be back after this.
You're in the 50 generation.
We are in the top of the
Okay,
seven.
I'm going to save this game.
Zero balls, zero strikes.
And to do that, I will push...
The
E game to exit. Let's see. I think it's E. I'll try E.
Press the space bar to step into the batter's box. S to steal or B to bunt.
Okay, I guess I think it's escape then.
Press S to save game. Press E to exit game. Press R to return to game.
I think I'm going to exit the game, so I'll hit E to exit.
Thank you for playing Championship Baseball by Jim Kitchen.
Beard. Okay, now let's wait for the greeting to, come. There we go.
Games.
Now we'll go to
Music
exit.
Up and down arrow keys, old waiver, trucker, screeder, minute light, foot, cons, goosey, brain, bad base, exit.
And we'll press enter on exit.
Thank you for playing Kitchen Sink Games. Exiting program.
And now we're back into the regular screen here. Now I'll turn JAWS back on so I can tell what I'm doing. All right, well, that completes the tutorial on the Jim Kitchen baseball game. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did playing it. It was fun. And like I said, if you have any questions... Okay, there we go. If you have any questions about the game or if you've played it and you have any experiences you want to share, go ahead and send me an email again. Tell me about them and tell me about any of the other kitchen games that you have. Kitchen Sink Games. Tell me about them and let me know what you think of them. Again, my email address is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Chas, C-H-A-S, 0713 at charter, charter.net. Thanks again, everybody, and I look forward to another review, recording another review for you guys real soon.